is Sequels, where we talk about the direct-to-video sequels of childhood classics, horror franchise installations, and those action films where they recast the lead actor to someone gentler on the budget. I'm Sarah Sorrentino, Associate Editor at Talk Film Society.
I'm Shaq Lambert, contributor from OneOfUs.net.
And I'm Ale Gonzalez, contributor on Talk Film Society.
For this episode, we watched Tremors 2, Aftershocks, the direct-to-video sequel to Tremors. I have not seen a Tremors film before today, but I kind of knew what it was about. But nonetheless, Shaq, go ahead and tell us about this movie.
All right, so the plot of Tremors 2, Aftershocks. So it's been a couple years since the events of the first film. We find out that both Val McKee and Earl Bassett, played by Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward, they both became famous from surviving and discovering these giant underground creatures called Graboids. And while Val, Kevin Bacon, he went off and got a relationship and got married and kind of retired, Earl kind of, he tried to invest into an ostrich farm, which kind of turned to shit, which an ostrich farm. So
that's
yeah.
The dream.
But then one day, this rich old Mexican dude who looks a lot like John Turturro shows up to his door and is like, hey, there's these Graboids that are kind of attacking my oil field in Mexico. So I'll pay you to come over and kind of take these guys out. And so him and he's accompanied by this one dude, Grady Hoover, who is a huge super fan of his. And it's them just going over, defeating these Graboids, but then finding out that they've kind of evolved into a newer form. It's not as ridiculous as like some of the other plots that we've had, but it's literally just straight to the point. Like literally the first 5 minutes, you already see these creatures start eating the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, they really went straight for it, huh? I was like, that guy's not going to make it. He has to set up the movie. There's no way. how many of these Tremors movies have y'all seen? So, Allie, how many have you seen?
I have not seen any of you guys. This is my first Tremors film. I know. I'm such a bad horror fan. This is me coming out to everybody, everybody watching. No, I've never seen a Tremors movie. This was my first Tremors movie, and I liked it. I thought it was actually really fucking well done direct-to-video. Actually, when I posted that I was watching it, somebody responded saying that they couldn't believe that it was direct-to-video, and honestly, I couldn't either. I love Fred Ward so much in this film, and yeah, I liked it, but I've not seen any other ones.
Okay, well, Shaq, how many have you seen?
The usual. I've watched the first one, and then I watched this one, like, back-to-back. I didn't watch three, four, five, and, like, the TV show or whatever. I think there's four or five of them after this.
Yeah.
But, I watched the first one, and the first one's really, really fun. Like, I did not expect to have as much fun as I did. It's very comedic. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, and I did enjoy this one nowhere near as much as the first one, but I think it does have a lot of really fun elements that it managed to capture again in this one. Fred Ward is great. If anything, the things I didn't like as much were, it's very clear that the scale was a lot lower, because the thing is, what I found out reading about this was apparently that they were trying to go for a theatrical sequel, but it was after like Kevin Bacon said, I'm not going to do it again. The studio kind of lost interest. And so the budget got slashed like crazy. I think they're going for like 17 mil, but it got shrunk down to 4. And so even there's some set pieces that they were planning on doing that they couldn't do because, well, visual effects and the budget. So they're like, all right, we'll just do with what we got. And for the most part, I mean, it's still fine.
I mean, I don't hate any of that. Yeah, I think even scaled back, I kind of like that it was scaled back in a smaller film, because there's a lot of things you could see them like trying to be creative with, you know, with kills and stuff like that. Even that first kill, how they cut from him dropping onto the ground, and then the next shot is him being, like, in the creature's mouth.
Yeah. I'll say that for a movie that's PG-13, this shit is violent. Like, this shit is, like,
really?
I mean,
I thought it was kind of scaled down. Like, I thought this felt really, really small, but, like, in a great way. I like that it felt that way, because it felt more intimate to me. But I didn't think it was, like, outrageously violent.
Not outrageously violent, but, like, there's a lot of just like alien guts and shit like that. It's stuff I didn't really
think
I would
see all that much.
They're not
aliens. From Earth. God.
They're from Earth.
Yes. Tell him, Sarah.
Who paid attention
to
the plot?
These monster guts.
I did.
Sarah.
So, yeah. I only had a brief idea of what happens. I knew Bacon, Mr. Bacon, was in the first film. I didn't exactly know if he played the who he played in that film, though, so I kind of had to put it together.
Him and Fred Ward were the co-leads. Like, they were, like, best friends slash handymen, and they were just kind of sick of living in their shitty town, and they were literally just about to leave until these attacks start happening. And so, like, well, shit, we got to just save our friends in this town, in this, like, really shitty, like, middle of nowhere town.
Yesterday while I was watching, I posted a thirst tweet about Fred Ward, and somebody said that he kind of looks like John Bernthal, and now I can't unsee it, and I'm even more attracted to him.
Oh, no.
You know, really, the thing is, it's John Bernthal if he had, like, the facial expressions and attitude of, like, Nathan Fillion. Because I got a lot of his vibes during his performance in both of these.
Yeah, but, like, the face is identical. Like, I can't wait to post a side-by-side comparison on Instagram because, holy shit.
I don't recognize anybody in these movies.
Oh, I don't either. So literally, Fred Ward is the only person, again, I recognize. But anyone else is, I think they're just kind of actors who haven't really gotten work, at least recently. But they're all, like, fairly little known. The only person aside from this who's continued on into these movies is Burt Gummer, or Michael Gross playing Burt Gummer, who's like that military paranoid kind of dude who has like all the weapons and shit.
What was he in the first film? Was he just a friend of theirs?
Yeah, he was also a friend of theirs, and his whole thing was he has all these weapons and knows all this like weapons know-how because he's essentially preparing for the end of the world type deal.
How convenient.
Mm-hmm. And actually, in the first one, his wife was played by Reba.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Dude, and I kind of wish she came back for this too. Yeah.
Even Reba was too big for this film. She said, no, I have to go do my TV show. You guys remember the Reba show?
Yeah, of course.
I love the Reba show. I'll say that, again, this is another case where we're back to me not liking the comic relief, in this case, Grady Hoover. Who's such an obsessed fan.
You hate fun.
I hate him too.
Here's the thing. I ended up not hating him as much near the end of it, but at the first like half of it, he was so obnoxious. And he was getting on my nerves. Like he was getting on Earl's nerves.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sick of this because you have been at this since Scorpion King. And you know what?
He's gone back and forth.
I've gone back and forth on record.
No, he has liked one sidekick, and it was
I've like multiple
fucking Van Wilder.
No, I didn't like Van Wilder.
I liked his sidekick in Van Wilder. How dare you? You can't even tell us apart.
I like Chicken Joe. I like the penguin in the freaking
the penguin movie.
The penguin in the Walrus. No, I like the chicken in Surf's Up. I like the penguin in the Walrus in Little Mermaid.
That's right, you did.
I liked who the fuck else?
So you like the worst ones. Understood.
Not the worst ones, goddammit.
You like the chicken in the penguin movie, Allie. You guys agreed upon that one.
We both agreed on that, so don't even come at me like that. Also, I found it funny how Earl and the female lead here, what's her name?
I have no idea what her name is. I don't know anyone's name except for Bert, because they said his name so often.
Kate.
How boring.
I know, right?
I love how they had a meet cute, and it was essentially about how she was Earl's fat material. It was like, oh, I have a picture of you in my room, like the October 87 Playmate or whatever. And then she even does the pose, and I was like, this is a really odd time to be doing this as you're being attacked, but all right.
So uncomfortable, but also I kind of really dug it. Also, how do you guys define meet cute? Because I'm confused.
It's really funny. As in, I call it as a meet cute as the moment where the two leads kind of have that initial romantic spark.
I am so lost. Say that word again.
Meet cute.
Meet cute.
I do not know what that means.
I've heard it so many times and like, I don't understand the concept at all.
Yeah. Shaq?
I see it as like the initial romantic spark between two people in a movie.
Meet cute.
But people say it in real life.
I've never heard it.
Really, Sarah? Holy fuck.
I've honestly never heard this. I thought you guys said meat cube.
Like a cube of like actual meat.
I was like, who are we calling a meat cube? That's not appropriate.
Oh, that's going to be good to Google.
Well, let's move on. I'll Google meat cute later. Figure that
out. Yes, not M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T.
Meat cute.
Yes.
Wait, so it's F?
M-E-E-T-C-U-T-E. Yeah, we're having a fucking grammar lesson
in this
episode. That's
what I thought it was. I was saying it correctly. How dare you correct me, Shaq. No, I'm just learning new things on our podcast. That's fine. That's cool. That's what the kids are into.
One other thing I want to mention was that the effects, for the most part, are really good until a certain point. Like, first off, when they're using, like, the graboids, like, the giant ones, they're using practical effects, and they all look super great. But then later on, they establish the Shriekers, which are, like, the smaller, newer versions. In up-close shots, when they're using the practical effects, it looks good again. But then there's a point where they start using CG, and you're like, oh boy, these don't look good.
Yeah, but it was 1996.
Yeah, they look good for 96.
I feel like the 90s, especially late 90s, were kind of, like, important for films like this, in that, like, they were straying away from practical effects and trying CGI, but it obviously the technology wasn't quite there yet to, like, make it
exactly
good.
And apparently from a friend of mine, they said that apparently the CG does get worse as the series goes on.
Oh, that's worse. That's not good. That doesn't support my argument.
Yeah, I wasn't too bothered by any of the CG effects. I think at one point when they were all, like, jumping on each other, they looked totally different from earlier. Did you guys notice that? Like,
yes.
You just notice when things are so different in films, like Eric's inconsistencies in The Little Mermaid.
I really wanted to be a script supervisor for a good amount of time. Like, I'm very detail-oriented, so, like, yeah, I'll see that something is not looking the same, maybe a little sooner than someone else. That's all I've got, guys. You know, that's my gift to this podcast, is pointing out when the monsters look like turkeys.
Yeah.
Did you guys think that they were kind of cute?
No.
A little bit.
Right?
In a weird, weird way, a little
no,
bit.
No, you guys need help.
No, they're cute.
No, they're not.
Or at least not as gross as their other versions, as the graboids.
Well, I kind of thought the graboids were kind of cute.
Because the graboids are gross as fuck.
Allie shared a picture of a meat cube in the chat. Did you just Google meat cube?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, thanks.
I got That's some inappropriate adorable. Results.
Jesus.
They're going to be checking your search history now. Meat cube.
This is the shit they serve you in fucking sushi restaurants.
Yeah, you get meat cubes at sushi restaurants.
Oh my god.
You're like, I don't want sushi, I just want a cube of steak.
The CG wouldn't look as bad if it wasn't, they would cut to a practical shot immediately after. So it's like them cutting back and forth just kind of made the CG worse. If it was just CG, I would have been like, all right, I guess it's for the time.
We've watched worse films from a decade later than this. That's all I got to say about that.
True.
This is probably the best older film we have seen.
But how many of them had a budget like this? It's just fun. Like, it's obviously, Shaq says it's not as good as Tremors, and Rob Dean, who is just an honorable member of this podcast by now, considering how many times I mention him, also says that Tremors 2 is not as good as Tremors 1, but it's still fun, and I understand why people really like it. But like Shaq said, I don't understand the cult following behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't either. In college, I had a lot of friends that loved Tremors and brought it up constantly.
I could see for Tremors 1 because there's a lot of just really good dialogue in there. There's also, people consider it also having, like, the greatest use of the fuck in a PG-13 movie, where after they kill it for the first time, there's just a bit of silence, and then it's just Kevin Bacon going, "Fuck you!"
That's awesome. Again, I will love go back that. And start to watch these original films that I keep on only watching the direct-to-video sequels to. But for now, I was highly impressed with this film, and not only that, but, like, I just don't really know where to put this. I don't want to say it's a horror film. It's, like, it's very much a hybrid of a lot of things. At no point was I terrified during this movie.
Well, I wouldn't define, like, a horror film that way, but I do also think that this was more, like, this reminds me of, like, a sci-fi, and it's also, like, more comedy action to me than it is horror.
Yeah, definitely reminds me of a sci-fi channel film.
Like, this is totally Jurassic Park, just that the fucking creatures are not dinosaurs. Yeah.
You know what it actually reminded me of? Especially when all of the Shrieker monster guys are all in that one building and they're eating the snacks.
Pokemon?
Shut up. It reminded me of Gremlins.
Yes, I was thinking that too.
Gremlins is a recent watch for me. Not too recent, but like nowhere near even the 90s did I watch. Like maybe 2015 or 2016, I finally watched Gremlins for the first time. Yeah, that's exactly what reminded me of, like the movie theater.
I think the thing is, with the first Tremors, that one was way more of a blend. There was more horror elements in it, especially in the beginning. This one, they just kind of lean more into the comedy action part of it. And even then, it's just mostly just, yeah, goofy comedy. There's a couple little brief bits of horror. They're not particularly scary, but it's just that's when they go into it a little bit.
So this is proving my theory that direct-to-video sequels always lean more towards the comedy because it's cheaper.
Yeah, for the most part.
That's actually a good theory, yeah. I would agree with that.
That's going to be my TED Talk, everybody. Get ready.
I can totally make that my thesis.
There you go. Direct-to-video thesis. And no one's going to check your work because then they'd have to watch direct-to-videos.
Nobody except us would fucking be crazy enough to do that.
Your references are our podcast.
That is it. We're qualified academic source.
Let's go ahead and get into favorite characters real quick. Shaq, who's your favorite character?
Honestly, I'm going to go with Bert. Because Bert was my favorite character in the original movie. And here he's still really, really funny. He's still weirdly... His expertise, even though it isn't great, it's still funny. But I enjoyed him a lot, and him and Earl, but mostly Bert. And Bert is actually probably he ends up being the main character in the series afterwards, because he takes the lead in 3, 4, and 5, and then the prequel, where he's playing a great-great-grandfather, but it's still him.
Congratulations, Bert. Good job. Nice glow-up. Okay, Allie, who's your favorite character?
Earl, because
you want to bang him?
Fred Ward is hot.
Okay. That's a fair enough.
That's okay. That's the main qualifier for favorite character.
It just so happens that the person I'm most attracted to in the film is my favorite person.
Yeah, there's no reason why that would happen.
No correlation.
No correlation. Bert's my favorite character, for sure. I was nervous that he was going to die. I was very nervous about Bert. If he died, I think I would have turned the movie off.
Are you that kind of person?
I was just really into like his character, and I was like rooting for him. But I also had that deep down feeling that he was like
dispensable.
They could just throw him away. It would make sense. So there was multiple times where I thought he died, and I was like, damn it, they got rid of Bert. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, especially when they like introduce the shriekers. They're like, oh, well, he's gone. And he shows up, his truck is just all fucked up. It's like, yeah, hey, I shot all
those
these dudes.
Those gags with him first arriving and them thinking it's a giant gobloid? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Graboid. Yeah. It's a stupid name.
Yeah, whatever. Worm dudes. That was funny. Anytime he was like showing up, like even when he came back, again, I thought he was dead and he came back and I was like, good job, Bert.
He annoyed me more than anybody.
No, I liked his character. Now, again, I think he's a very convenient character for the first two films because he just comes in and saves the day with weapons. But, I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily what happens in the first film.
There's like a good 5 minutes where it's just him and Reba just shooting the shit out of one of the graboids with
Reba shooting shit?
Yeah, with like a dozen different guns.
I'm watching Tremors as soon as we get off
this. Oh my god. Reba in this movie sounds amazing in the original film. Like, that's the dream, really.
They don't give her a lot to do, but when she's there, she's great.
Now, if only we could get Dolly Parton in one of these films.
Yo, they didn't get Dolly Parton.
Is there a Dolly Parton direct to video?
Oh man, does she we gotta have look any? It up. It's 9 to 5 2. We'll look into it. We'll look into it if she even appears in anything. That sounds amazing. I feel like we would know. But we'll look into it.
I feel like she's too big for one.
I think of Reba as being very, very big, but I think it all depends on how you were raised. Like, my mom listened to a lot of country growing up, so.
Yeah, but Reba's not in direct video.
No, I'm looking at her. First off, her filmography really surprisingly small because she does mostly TV stuff. But in all her...
Yeah, because she knew what to do. She put her name behind her own TV show. She's genius.
Exactly. But like here, it's all it's all essentially just like a couple cameos, a couple voice roles, and then her early stuff. That's when she was like really mostly acting. So like 9 to 5, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Rhinestone, Steel Magnolias, straight talk, and then that's about it.
I really need to watch 9 to 5.
I've never seen it.
There's been multiple times where I had the chance to see it. Let's watch 9 to 5 for our next episode.
pretend it's a sequel to something. It's a sequel to 8 to 4.
Nobody will question it. I think overall, if we're going to try to talk about this movie some more, I think this is one of my, like, it's very solid. It's on, it's, I don't know if it's one of my favorites, actually, but it is above the middle. And the middle is, like, Mulan 2. The movies I didn't care about, but they technically weren't.
Shocked you were like, that's in the middle?
Yeah, Mulan is in the middle. It is definitely the worst animated film we watch, maybe? Yeah. No, I mean, I think I like it better than Wave Mania.
No, I can't put it.
Wave Mania was so fun. Like,
let's all make our own definitive rankings on Letterboxd.
Oh, I've already made my definitive ranking
already. Oh my god, Shaq, you didn't even ask us to make ours. Wow. You're so selfish.
Tell us yours, Shaq.
Listen, I started making mine the moment we started doing these.
Tell us yours.
Here's the order from beginning to end. There's from top to bottom. Chucky, Goofy, George of the Jungle, Lion King 2, Little Mermaid 2, Surf's Up 2, Leprechaun, Lost Boys, Tremors, Mulan, Casper, Universal Soldier, Scorpion King, Smokin' Aces, I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer, and then Van Wilder.
Wow, I still can't believe that I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer is above Van Wilder.
Yeah, I can't believe that either.
That's not possible. Because that movie's not even a real movie.
It's laughably garbage. With Van Wilder is even worse.
No, it's not laughably garbage. Okay. It caused me emotional scars.
No. It's boring garbage, but there's part that I laughed at. But Van Wilder absolutely had zero redeeming qualities.
You didn't? No, we agreed. We agreed that his one friend, the fake Rastafarian, was kind of funny.
No, he was less offensive than the super terrible Asian stereotype that was there for all of the movie.
So that okay.
That, well, there you go. He gets countered by that.
I think I get Shaq because I would rather rewatch I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer with a friend than to watch Van Wilder with a friend.
No, I would never put a friend through that, Allie. I love my friends.
Dude, it was so bad. Like, I literally almost quit the podcast. I'm not joking. I almost quit the podcast after that.
We'll find something worse than both of those films, I promise
we
you.
We probably will.
Christ.
Okay. Oh, what about shitty final thoughts? You know, we're hitting the end here. Shaq, shitty final thoughts on Tremors 2 Aftershocks.
Like I mentioned, nowhere as good as the first one, but it's still got a lot of fun. It's still worth watching. Most of the characters are really enjoyable. Like, the dialogue between them is really fun. And the creature effects are all mostly really good. It is one of the better directed video sequels we've seen on this show. And I could see why it has, like, the following that it has. It's not anything I would say rush out and go out of your way to see, but it's still, if you're bored and you don't have anything to watch and you're like, hey, let me check out if this is any good, it's better than I would give it credit for.
Allie?
I agree with Shaq. I mean, I was expecting a lot because people are crazy about this movie and about this franchise in general. I always kind of knew the references that people would make when referencing Tremors because it's just that movie in the horror world, I guess. But I didn't hate it, and I didn't quite love it as much as I thought. I thought it was fine. I would totally rewatch this again. I would totally recommend this as one of the better direct-to-video sequels out there, period. But yeah, and I love Fred Ward, aka old John Bernthal. I'll sit on his meat cube.
No. Nope. What was I gonna say before you said that? I don't know. It's gone now. This film has a more concise plot than I expected it to, and I appreciate that. I think it was well put together. I think it is exactly what I want in a direct-to-video sequel. A very simple plot.
Yeah.
Not too many locations. Straight to the action that they can get across. And I was entertained the whole time. I genuinely liked the characters, even the annoying ones. I was happy that they were a part of it because you still need maybe an annoying younger guy. I'm surprised by the ending that so many people lived. I was ready for people to die.
Yeah, there was a much smaller body count than I thought.
And I was okay with it because I think it subverts the what I was expecting. And that's cool with me. I genuinely liked it. I liked the that they were, you know, on location. Keeping it simple, just like how Curse of Chucky did. Very simple. You know what's happening. You know the locations and it sticks to it. And it does some interesting things with the action scenes, with some of the shots. I genuinely thought it was hilarious in a lot of scenes too.
Yeah.
So this is a very, very good movie. I don't think I have much to compare it to. It's not like we can say, where does this rank on the horror films we've watched? It's special. It's different.
It's no Chucky. We'll say that.
Yeah.
Dude, Chucky was unbelievable.
I mean, Curse of Chucky is very, very good. It does beat Universal Soldier, though. Take that, bitches.
Oh, God, I forgot about that movie. Fuck. Okay, but can I ask you guys one final question? Yeah. Because I still don't understand the ostrich farm thing.
Yeah, so he just raises some ostriches and...
That's such a particular choice.
Yeah, you know people eat those, right?
Yeah, I think that's why he wanted to raise the farm.
Because he said he's going to make them into a hamburger.
It's just so fucking weird that the movie would be like, let's make... I don't know. It's funny as fuck, though.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's like a trend with these movies that at least a couple of them that we've seen is that the sequel is you see one of the lead characters in the previous movie just live a life of shit.
I mean, this is very funny because we just watched Lost Boys of Thirst, so.
And it starts almost the exact same way.
It really does.
What kills me, though, is also, like, when they're bringing up, like, how he's kind of made really shitty investments, and they're talking about when that, the annoying kid, when he's looking at, like, the Graboid video game, he's like, oh, man, you must have made a fortune off of this. You should have, like, crazy royalties. And he's like, well, no, I didn't. Nope.
Then why did he have the machine in his house?
He just had it just to have it. It's like, hey, I have a video game based on my adventure.
It was a little weird, though, that he was, like, so against it, but had a bunch of that kind of stuff in his house.
Did he live in a trailer?
Yeah, that's a double wide girl.
Yes.
Okay, can we see the fucking parallels between this and Lost Boys?
That's what, yeah, it's yes. Lost Boys all double over again, except for this is much better.
Excuse you, I liked Lost Boys.
This is much better. I also liked Lost Boys. This is much better. That's okay. I can say both of
you're
those
right,
things.
You're right.
Well, here we go. Who's your favorite main actor out of those two movies?
I mean, I love Corey Feldman.
Yeah, but if you had to choose between Corey
Feldman and Bert Lawrence.
Corey Feldman's like a little, like, not well. So.
Plus, the last thing I probably can think of is like that him doing that weird performance when he was on, like, what was it? Good Morning America or whatever, yeah, when he's performing that album.
He's been through a lot, but I'm going to still go Corey Feldman because I love every movie he's in. I love The Burbs so much. And so just because of that, I'm going to go Corey Feldman.
I want to watch The Burbs again. Okay, fair enough. That's not very, you know, you could have went with the nicer older gentleman who will take care of you, and you went with the...
That's a good point.
The younger one. This says a lot. Allie, are you okay?
Yeah.
She's like, nope, I don't want to deal with that shit no more.
Okay, let's do plugs, everybody.
Alrighty.
Shaq, go plug some stuff.
Yay. Shaq Excellence, S-H-A-K Excellence. You could find me on all those social medias under that name. You could also find me over on oneofus.net where I help co-host their Final Watch Begins, where we talk about Game of Thrones and I talk about how upset I am at the most recent death that just happened. You can also find me over on The Breakfast Pub and The Screener Squad.
Okay, Allie, plugs.
Yes, you can find me at sick_66. I still haven't been followed by JoJo the Jungle. Does he still follow you guys?
Yes.
I
DM'd him months ago, and he has never responded to anything. I don't even think he's been online.
You really DM'd him?
I really DM'd him.
Oh my God, Shaq.
So I think he doesn't, like, check his shit.
I don't think he does either.
But he follows me, but I don't follow him back. So I'll look into it. I'll let you know. I'll give you guys some updates. What's going on with this guy?
I'm very devastated.
Well, we're gonna make it past this.
Okay. And so, yes, you can find me there, and you can find my column at Talk Film Society. I've been a bad, bad girl, and I haven't. I've given Marcello my latest column, and it's like 4 weeks old. But okay, that's going to be up there. And
speak it into existence.
I think I'm gonna finish it tomorrow. Marcelo, I'm so sorry. I know you're gonna listen to this. You're the best. And so also, we are starting a Lord of the Rings podcast. It's gonna have its first recording very, very soon. It's gonna be exclusive to Patreon members. So if you wanna hear me talk about my thirst for Aragorn, please, please subscribe to our Patreon and support me.
I completely forgot to mention that I will be a guest on Marcelo's wrestling podcast on the Patreon. So go be on the lookout for that when it comes out.
I've got no plugs. I'm going to Florida this weekend.
With me. Just kidding. She's actually going to be 4 hours away from me.
Not with you. I'm going to be hanging out with my family.
Oh, that's so rude. Am I not family?
Not like that.
Oh, I'm so rude.
You can come, okay? Just buy your Volcano Bay ticket, show up. You can come hang out. I told you we're gonna dress goth.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Hang out at the water park. So Shaq said he would too. Yep. And Danny said she would too. So Danny, if you're listening, meet us at the water park this weekend. Okay, bye. Okay, that's it. I mean, please continue to suggest films for us to watch. We really do not have what we're going to watch next. So please, please add us and tell us what to watch. We'll do it, I think. I don't know. If not, what are we going to watch? Maybe Pocahontas? Maybe it's Pocahontas time?
You know, because I thought we were thinking of maybe doing that because we haven't done a Disney one in a while.
Yeah, it's been a hot second. It's Pocahontas time. That's cool, right? We definitely want to see Pocahontas. I don't know if I mean, want to see it, but I'll watch it.
I'm not entirely certain because Pocahontas is like the worst in the Disney Renaissance anyway. So I'm like, eh.
Do not agree with that statement. I hate Pocahontas because of the things that it erases from history and just the terrible, terrible implications that Pocahontas has betrayed her entire tribe for a white man.
Yeah.
But yes.
Preach.
Pocahontas 2 was bomb as fuck.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I really like it.
I still remember when you said before we watched it, you're like, hey, man, Mulan 2 is great. It's going to be awesome. And then we watched it, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, guys.
I do take full responsibility for misleading you guys, but I remember Pocahontas 2 being really, really good, and one of the songs is really, really good.
I remember the bear from Pocahontas 2.
Oh, I remember the bear and then, like, the magic tricks. Yeah. And I remember the other John who was so hot. So we'll be fine.
He wasn't that hot. He was very boring looking.
He was super hot.
I'm holding you to this again.
It's probably not that great.
Okay, so please suggest a movie for us to watch so we don't watch Pocahontas 2 quite yet and we don't yell at each other about Pocahontas. And subscribe to our Patreon. Okay, bye.